For years, premium cable networks have earned that word, premium. Think The Sopranos and the biting political comedy Veep from HBO, or Showtime and its attention-grabbing Homeland. And then think Stars. And if you're having trouble remembering what's so premium about Stars, you aren't the only one. Stars is trying to step up its game now with a new comedy starring Patrick Stewart. It's called Blunt Talk, and it premieres this weekend. Here to talk more about it is NPR's TV critic, Eric Deggans. Eric, welcome back.
Hey.
So the plot of this show has Patrick Stewart playing a self-destructive British newscaster named Walter Blunt who comes to L.A. to host a cable talk show. So this is like a fish-out-of-water type thing.
Yeah, and what's good about this is that Patrick Stewart kind of throws himself into every scene he's in. He gamely does whatever they ask him to do, no matter how outlandish. And this show has a pedigree. Seth MacFarlane is the executive producer, and you know him from Family Guy and the movie Ted. Oscar nominee actress Jackie Weaver's in it. And it's really an interesting situation. We have this guy who drinks too much, he does drugs, he has these public scandals, and he has to talk about it all with his psychologist, who's played by Richard Lewis. So here we've got a clip of the two of them together. Let's check it out.
I put my career in jeopardy. I'm a lousy to middling father, and I've hurt every woman I've ever been with.
What do you think would lessen your negative feelings about yourself?
Well, a woman.
So what's holding you back from meeting a woman?
My track record. All my relationships end in pain.
Did that stop Elizabeth Taylor?
Yeah, we got an Elizabeth Taylor joke here.
Okay.
I mean, it's kind of a weird choice for a show that's supposed to be a contemporary comedy about celebrity culture and the news business. So that gives you a hint of some of the problems they have with it.
Problems. Okay, Eric, sounds like you're not exactly a big fan of the show. What's going on?
Well, this show is ultimately a collection of a bunch of scattered jokes that don't really add up to like a larger idea. I mean, you want this program to say some insightful stuff about the news business or the nature of celebrity or the absurd of modern life, but you're mostly following around this self-centered, eccentric, self-destructive cable TV guy who seems sort of vaguely modeled after Piers Morgan, the former CNN host. So in an odd way, it's kind of less than the sum of its parts.
All right, Eric, but Starz is trying to compete in a very, very crowded marketplace right now, right? I mean, how does it do that?
Well, you're right. The marketplace is crowded. I mean, this year we're going to have something like 400 TV series, right? So in an environment like that, Starz, this channel that asks people to pay an extra fee to access what they do, they really have to deliver exceptional programming, and not too many of Starz shows have been that great. Now, this channel, they've been around since 1994. They've got sister channels like Encore and Movieplex, something like 30 million subscribers. And you may remember some shows that they've had, like a version of Spartacus. They have urban drama called Power, and they have this romantic drama about a time-traveling World War II nurse called Outlander. But even though Power and Outlander have connected with strong fan bases, they still don't have that visibility of shows on rivals like HBO and Showtime.
Okay, so it sounds like basically they need a hit. Why aren't they getting there?
Well, to put it another way, they need a hit show that defines the channel's brand for the world, especially the audience. They have these shows that are good, but they just don't land in the zeitgeist and talk about issues that are at the center of pop culture and how we talk about life. They got a show called Power, for example, that's a great urban drama, but it's overshadowed by Fox's drama Empire because Power doesn't really say a lot about race or urban life in the way that Empire does. HBO had hits like Sex and the City, and now they have Game of Thrones that defines a channel for audiences. Showtime has The Affair. Starz needs its version of that kind of a hit. They've got some interesting programs coming up, including a drama about ballet called Flesh and Bone from a writer who worked on Breaking Bad, and they've got a series inspired by the Evil Dead movies called Ash vs. Evil Dead. But so far, series like Blunt Talk, they're just not there yet.
That's Eric Deggans, NPR's TV critic. Eric, thanks for the heads up.
Always a pleasure.